Linda is a 35-year-old Cameroonian mother of two. She is one of 35,000 people in the country diagnosed every year with tuberculosis, which kills some 7,000. Her problem is compounded by the fact that she is also infected with HIV, the virus that causes AIDS.
Parfois c'est même trop difficile avec tous les remèdes que je prends là.
It is very difficult. Several times I consider suicide, but then I think about my children and want to be there for them. I've had TB for several years, and despite all the drugs, I'm still ill. The doctor says my problem is severe because I also have HIV. I have to take countless numbers of medicines every day, and sometimes I just can't stand it. Like others in her condition, Linda longs for the day when an effective remedy will be found. In early October, more than 200 researchers met for an international symposium in the Cameroonian capital, Yaoundé. They discussed the disease but had no new drugs or vaccines to report. They could only talk about new ways to improve existing treatments. The meeting was hosted by the Novartis Institute for Tropical Diseases, a non-profit research organization trying to find new medicines for the treatment of neglected infectious diseases like TB, malaria, and dengue fever. One of the conference participants, Professor Barry Clifton of the United States National Institutes of Health, says the absence of new drugs is steadily increasing the number of deaths from TB.
So I don't feel very optimistic about a breakthrough in TB anytime in the foreseeable future unless people put more effort and emphasis and resources into tackling TB. At our current level, I think we'll keep the pace. We'll keep to the point where we hopefully don't have many people who don't have any options, but we're not going to win the race.
The only available vaccine for TB, known as Bacille Calmette-Guérin, or BCG, was developed almost 90 years ago. It's a live vaccine similar to the TB bacterium and has been improved over the years to provide immunity with the first dose. But while it reduces risks of severe forms of TB in early childhood, it's not very effective in adults who can be infected even if they were vaccinated in their youth. And BCG is not safe for children with HIV because it can spur the onset of the disease in those with weakened immune systems. Across Africa, most children are given the vaccine without knowledge of their HIV status. Professor Paul Herling is head of the Novartis Institutes for Developing World Medical Research. He says there are a number of reasons for the current dilemma.
The first one is that the last medicines that we had for TB are about 40 years old. And one thing that people did not know at that time is that this is a very, very clever bacterium. And when they are treated with the same medicines for a long time, they learn to escape it. It's what we call resistance.
Scientists say TB strains can vary from multi-drug resistant or MDR TB to extensively drug resistant or XDR TB. The most prominent way the TB virus gains resistance is when patients fail to complete their treatments. Researchers say fighting tuberculosis is made more difficult by the increasing number of people, especially in Africa like Linda, who are also infected with HIV. Professor Christopher Kwaban of the University of Yaoundé in Cameroon says HIV/AIDS patients are up to 20 times more likely to develop TB than people without HIV.
HIV is an infection that destroys your immune system. Tuberculosis is contained by this immune system. So if your immune system breaks down when you are infected by TB, the TB germ has nothing to fear again because there is nobody to destroy it. And that is why in any country where HIV is common, TB becomes very common.
Current treatment is cumbersome. It takes 6 to 9 months and patients must take several tablets several times a day. Research in several parts of the world is focusing on developing treatment that's easier for the patient as well as vaccines that may replace BCG. Clinical trials are about to begin on one vaccine candidate called Aeras 422. They will be conducted in Kenya, South Africa, Uganda and India by the non-profit research organization IRAS Global TB Vaccine Foundation. It recently obtained a $785,000 three-year grant from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Officials say the results may be available by the year 2020. Researchers like Barry Clifton say funding is a problem.
Normal in the pharmaceutical industry, it would take 100 people working for several years to get a candidate to put into clinical trials. With TB, we don't have the kind of resources because it's a developing world disease and there's not the financial incentive. So we try to do as best we can with the small resources we have. It's market driven, right? So the big pharmaceutical companies are responsible to their shareholders for making money.
In the meantime, the epidemic continues to grow, especially in Africa, where cities are increasingly crowded, where poor people find little to eat to bolster their immune systems, and where healthcare services are not adequate. As a result, more and more people like Linda and her children are victims of stigma and discrimination. They are increasingly turning their backs on hospitals and heading for traditional healers and the proliferating prayer churches for help. TB is caused by bacterium known as the Mycobacterium tuberculosis. It is spread from person to person through tiny airborne droplets of infected sputum. It can affect almost any tissue or organ in the body, with the most common site being the lungs. Basically, it cripples the human immune system, leaving patients vulnerable to deadly bacterial infection. The World Health Organization says of the 9 million people diagnosed with TB worldwide last year, a third live in Africa. It is currently the leading cause of death among people with HIV/AIDS on the continent. Reporting for VOA News, I'm Tariq Edivine Jr. in Douala, Cameroon.